Welcome to the first Idea Lab of Season 6. I wasn't sure if I was going to call it the Idea Lab this season, as we veered off course there towards the end of last season. And you know what? It's probably the best thing I ever did. The episode I did, The Worst Year of My Life, don't worry, I'm not going to refer to that episode every single time, but that has, it's fundamentally changed how I view content creation, how I view this podcast, how I view, even as something as big as how I interact with people, just the level of honesty that people have shared with me since that podcast has been unbelievable. So yeah, welcome back to season 6, the first Idea Lab of the season from me, Gary Fox, and the Entrepreneur Experiment. I'm going to give you a quick kind of summary of what's been happening since season 5 ended, a look ahead to season 6, then I'm going to look at my own journey, where we are, and just a couple of things I've spotted in the last couple of weeks, conversations I've had that I think you guys are going to find interesting. Season 5, huge, biggest season yet. And that's largely as a result of you, obviously, because you're here listening. But I think it was just a tipping point for the podcast. Sometimes you're working away at things for years. So the podcast is nearly 2.5 years old now. It's just over 2 years old, in fact. And you're working away at something, working away. And something just clicks and you're like, yes, this is what I'm meant to be doing. I'm meant to be doing podcasts. I'm meant to be doing these every week. And I'm going to do these for the next 5 to 10 years at a minimum. And just something kind of clicked. So I think that's a large reason why season 5 was so successful. The biggest reason was the guests. Absolutely stellar. A couple of people, a whole group of people that came on, shared their stories with me. So it kind of filled me with confidence for season 6. So I'm looking ahead to season 6. We had a big launch with Killian from Sportcaller last week, which went really well. His episode is going down an absolute storm. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, go back and listen. He sold his company during the pandemic back in January for 40 million euro. That's a chunk of change. That'd make you smile on a Monday morning. But he's just such an honest dude. And then that was the feedback I kept getting from people going, so surprising, very honest, incredibly down to earth. I think we all have perceptions of what people would be like if they've built a massive company and they've had a big exit. We kind of have a false perception in our head that, oh, they must be this kind of person and they must be like that and they're going to sound like this. Everyone that messaged me was like, he just sounds so normal, such a down-to-earth guy, such a decent guy. So go back and listen. Killian is unbelievably honest about the whole process. Like, I was fascinated. How does it happen? How do you sell your business for 40 million? How do you decide? And he left it up to the movie Pig Babe. And go back and you'll understand why that quote is relevant if you go back and listen. So that is the first episode of season 6 out last Thursday. This Thursday, we have Louis Copeland Jr., the owner of Louis Copeland, the synonymous menswear brand here in Ireland. If you know Irish fashion or Irish menswear, or even if you don't, I think that name is going to mean something to you. It's been a large part of people's lives in terms of weddings or landmarks or aspirations. So it's an incredibly interesting interview. We go back at the history of the company, how they're modernizing and how they've coped since lockdown. I mean, these were retail outlets. What have they done? Their strategy, you're going to want to listen to this on Thursday because their strategy is incredibly interesting and shows how a traditional business can move. I'm going to try not to say pivot 100 times in every episode this season, how their business can move and change and transform. There we go, transform. I'll use that one to cope with the realities of the pandemic. We'll get the pandemic now in a second. I've had some breakthroughs largely as a result of conversations I've had. I want to talk about our new partner. This isn't an ad, it's just me talking about the whole process. Carey's Car Store, so for carstore.ie, have come on as our partner. And I say partner because I don't say sponsor, because I view them as a partner. There's someone who've come on to help me support and grow the podcast. They've been listeners for a very long time, which kind of blows my mind when you think of really seasoned, superb, top-level entrepreneurs listening and actually gaining value from the podcast. And that's the biggest compliment anyone can give me, is that they've gained value from the podcast. I see what I do as, if someone gives me an hour of their week, every week, I have to deliver incredible value. And that's the sole focus in my mind when I sit down to do these podcasts. What value can I give? And it's often why I find the Ideal Lab quite hard, because I'm like, right, what value do I want to give this week? And to be honest, that's why I'm going back on my own story. And that's why I'm bringing it back on myself. We will still have trends, cool stuff, cool stories. And I'll focus a lot of that maybe towards the newsletter. So if you're not on the email newsletter, go to mrgaryfox.com and sign up for the email newsletter, because I'll be putting a lot of the trends and ideas and stats and figures that I'm noticing in the newsletter. So the Ideal Lab and the newsletter go hand in hand. So if you're not subscribed, you probably want to jump on the newsletter, because it kind of goes in synergy with this podcast. So on this podcast, I'll share more of my own journey, where I am, what I'm learning, what I'm listening to, what I'm hearing from other entrepreneurs. Kind of try to distill that down for you here and make it more easily understood, as opposed to the newsletter. We can go deep and kind of the facts and figures, and I can link you off then to stuff that I'm talking about and let you do further research yourself onto it. So Carey's have come on board. So carstore.ie, if you're not familiar what they do, they're the perfect kind of business to sponsor a podcast like this, because it's all about innovation. What you do is you go to carstore.ie if you're looking for a car, obviously, and then you search, you know, BMW, Audi, whatever you're looking for. They have a huge range of cars. I think it's the biggest collection of used cars in Ireland. You see the car, okay, you see standard pictures and a listing, that's great. But then here's the cool part. What you can do is you can book a virtual viewing, and you can do it on WhatsApp or Zoom or whatever, and they'll do a virtual viewing with you of the car. So you don't even have to leave your house, well, you can't at the minute, obviously. So you can do a virtual viewing. You can buy the car completely online. And then, here's the really cool part, they'll deliver it to your door. So you can get your car delivered to your door anywhere in Ireland. I think that's brilliant. And if you're not happy, you can send it back within 7 days and go and get a new one on carstore.ie. So a brilliant business, hopefully the start of a brilliant partnership. And I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart, because it was something I put off for a very long time. And I think it's due to a lack of confidence, if I'm very honest. If you're regular listeners, you'll know this year has been a bit of an up and down one for me. And it's something I've put off for a very long time, because I felt, oh, I'm not there yet. Oh, I'm not there yet. The podcast isn't there yet. The podcast, when I get to X amount of downloads, and it's that moving feast, isn't it? It's that moving target of, oh, when I get this number, then I'll be ready. And it's so contradictory, because that's what I always say to people when they're starting their business. There is no perfect time. Just do it. So the end of season 5, I put out that I was potentially looking for sponsors, chatted to the guys straight away, and they were unbelievably good to work with and get involved with. So go to carstore.ie, you can click the link in the description below, check out their stuff, help support them, because they're supporting me, both Irish businesses. I think we're going to do brilliant things together. I had a really interesting interview with someone last week. I'll talk about it a bit more next week, as it hasn't been released yet. It's not actually for my podcast, it's for the business show, which is coming up this week. And I was chatting to, again, I won't reveal who it is, but I'll talk about this more again next week, because I'm not sure how okay it is to talk. I don't want to steal someone else's thunder, essentially. I don't want to reveal too much, but we had this conversation kind of off the camera, and we were talking about everything has changed and it's not going back. And it's something I've been saying for a while, is that this is not normal. This is not a normal situation to be in. And we're so adaptable that we're kind of adapting to it, and we're kind of going with the flow and being adaptable and go, oh, you can't do this, can't do that. Oh, okay. But I think what we now need to start thinking about is, and it's what I'm spending my days with at the minute, is things aren't going back the way they were. I'll just let that sink in for a second. Things are not going to go back the way they were 14 months ago, 15 months ago, 16 months ago. The world has fundamentally changed now. And as entrepreneurs, our role in this has fundamentally changed, and our businesses are fundamentally changed forever. I talked about this in the pod previously. I'm in the middle of trying to start a new business. And if I'm very honest, I'm reevaluating what that should look like in a post-pandemic world. I even hate to use those words, because we're midway through April now. We're looking into May, June. And there's no sign of, you know, the world opening back up, getting back to normal. So let's assume that the rest of the year is a wash. Let's assume there's no hospitality businesses opening back up. There's no restaurants, there's no bars, small businesses. Imagine that. I think this is a useful experiment for us all in the next 7 days. Just imagine a world that doesn't go back to normal in the next 6 months. I know it's a little bit grim. I know you probably don't want to face up to it. But imagine what your business will look like. Imagine what the business ideas you're thinking about will look like. What does that mean for you as a person? What does it mean for you as an entrepreneur? What does it mean for your business? Because I think we all have to start facing up to the realization that the world is not going back the way it was. There's going to be a big fallout from this. This is not meant to be a negative podcast, caveat here. This is meant to be just a way. I like sharing mental mind maps of people and mental frameworks because there's no point being shocked next December when you're like, I really thought, 2021 would be different. Well, maybe 2022 would be different. I think we have to build a more of a resilient mindset, a more of a mindset of, and I see this with certain entrepreneurs that I'm surrounding myself with now, they're just getting on with it. They're just adapting day by day. I think I was a little bit hesitant and a bit slow. I didn't want to move too fast, didn't want to move too slow. I was a little bit like Goldilocks and I just didn't either. So I think we all need to think about, right, what does this look like if things don't go back to normal in the next 6 months? If things don't go back to normal in the next 12 months? Because I don't think normal is coming back. Things will come back. We'll be allowed to go back and do things again. But will things still be open? Will your favorite local bar still be open? Will your favorite local shop still be open? Will you be able to open your business again? I think we all need to think about these things. But on the positive, because we always end on a positive here, what opportunities are there? Huge, like huge opportunities. The online space is going to explode. And I keep saying this, but the online space is still very small. Most business is done face-to-face, bricks and mortar. You know, think about colleges, all still used to go in and sit in a big classroom. Those days are finished. It's going to be blended learning. There's going to be maybe 100 people all across the world sitting in on the same lecture that you're sitting in Dublin. These are the opportunities that are now open to us. And these are the opportunities we have to embrace as opposed to running away from and thinking, oh no, I'll just open my shop again, or I'll just open this and I'll be fine. We now need to look at it and go, look, now the world is my audience. It's the way I'm looking at it with this podcast and the YouTube channel I'm going to try focusing on. You can never reach anyone. So what does that mean for you? What does it mean for you as an entrepreneur? What does it mean for you as a business? It means your audience has grown 1,000,000%. So what can you do to capitalize on that? So that's it for today. That is the Idea Lab. A little bit all over the place today, to be honest, because we're easing our way back into it. I'm still trying to find what my flow is going to be for the Idea Lab. The biggest thing is just to keep going. The biggest thing is I'm just going to keep these going. We're going to discuss my own journey, which I'm hoping will step up in the next couple of months and be pretty interesting to follow. We'll be doing a YouTube series along with that. And this season's lineup of entrepreneurs is incredible, stellar. Louis Copeland coming up this Thursday. Go back and listen to Killian Barry, the founder of Sports Caller. Coming up then in the following weeks, we have Isolt Ward, founder of Food Cloud, an incredible social enterprise who've fed 100 million people in the last couple of years through the various initiatives. And we also have Donika Neary, the founder of Sonica, who'll be joining us in about 3 weeks. An incredible growth story. And Donika's message to me was, and to himself, is that the time for messing around is over. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's probably one of the most motivational things I've heard in the last year. So the time for messing around is over. It's now time to get serious and do business on a serious scale. I'll leave that little gem, a little preview of Donika's interview with you now. I'll see you back here on Thursday for the chat with Louis Copeland. Have a good week, and I'll see you on Thursday.